آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
I have a pleasure of having Michael Gallas, who is a Pakistan AFL coach for men's and women's both. Welcome, Michael, and how much excited you are to coach Pakistani girls and boys.
Thank you. Shukriya. Great to be on your show. And it's certainly an honor to be a national coach of the Pakistan AFL men's and women's team. AFL, different than football. Football in Pakistan, everyone thinks of the round ball, but you can see here, it's an oval ball. I've been involved in coaching the men's and women's team since 2017. I've been very blessed to travel to Pakistan twice in 2019 and 2022, and have traveled the whole country from Karachi up to Multan, Lahore, Islamabad by car, and we ran AFL clinics across all those areas in 2019, and then was lucky enough to go back in 2022 and select and coach the men's team to the winning Asia Championships in Bangkok, Thailand. So lots of players have been playing since 2014, AFL Pakistan originated, and that's all credit to AFL Pakistan President Sardar Tariq and General Secretary Chaudhry Ali. It's extraordinary. I'm the only Australian that's been involved across those 7 years. All this generation of excitement across Pakistan has come from Pakistan nationals. Every other Asian team that we will be playing, I'm going back to Pakistan in late November for a week to select, train and coach the national men's and women's team to get them ready for the Asian Cup that is happening in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And a lot of these players, they've been playing AFL since 2014, which is extraordinary.
That's a good story about the success. You are coaching the Pakistani team since 2017. So how the AFL came into the radar of Pakistani sports landscape?
Yeah, great question. They just watched it on YouTube. And they loved it. And I've been blessed to see Kabaddi in Pakistan when I go over and visit. And you combine, AFL is a combination of Kabaddi, rugby, soccer and basketball all thrown into one. And everywhere I've been across Pakistan, whether it's in Swabi, Gujarawala, Karachi, Multan, Lahore, Islamabad, wherever I go, people are so excited to learn about AFL and to play AFL. When I was there in 2022, we had 1,500 school students come to our training session. They were that excited. I was lucky enough to go across a variety of schools and run clinics. And the kids, I think they just love the excitement of something new and different and the ability to tackle, especially the AFL Pakistan female team. They love tackling and they're the hardest tacklers in Asia. So it's a combination of lots of different sports, excitement of a new sport, and the ability that anyone can get involved, no matter what level of fitness, too. Oh, I was extremely excited to be asked to get involved with a national team from another country. That's a great honour, and I take my role very seriously. And I spend nearly every night looking at videos coming through from Pakistan. We're 6 hours behind. So I'm getting videos from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Of players. I'm very much involved in helping develop the game. We've got two team AFL teams in Islamabad, two teams in Swabi, two teams in Multan, one team in Gujarawala, one team in Karachi. And so my role is not just going over and coaching the team, but it's helping the infrastructure at AFL Pakistan to develop. AFL in Melbourne, Simon Highfield, the Asian manager, is so excited about the development of the game across Pakistan, and he's been very supportive in supplying footballs. Obviously, if you don't have a ball, you can't play the game. The good thing about Pakistan as well, they've got cricket fields everywhere. AFL is played on a cricket field on the oval, and we've got some very good players. Our men's team is the favourite of the Asia Cup that's happening in Vietnam in early December. And there's 10 Asian teams across Japan, China, India. I know the only game we have to win is against India. I certainly know that.
How much enthusiasm you found in girls, and what is the talent there? How do you find their standard?
Yeah, outstanding. A lot of our players come from national teams. So we've had national soccer players, Abir Haidar, Karishma Ali, Fazana Kabul. We ran clinics in each of those towns, and every time I had 20 to 40 girls from 15 to 30 turn up to train and play. The existing squad of AFL Pakistan National Girls Team, led by Fazana, the captain, Charman, H, little H of there, zips around everywhere. They've been training under General Irfan Khan. He's the head coach over there. I'm the overseeing coach of everything.
In terms of public interest, how much expectation you have that one day Pakistan would host any big AFL match?
Oh, 100%, 100%. Oh, mate, Simon Highfield, AFL Asian manager in Melbourne, we are in discussions right now to do that. And we know that the public will come. We did a training session at Jinnah Stadium there in Islamabad, and we had thousands of kids and people just coming to watch training. The same when I was down in Multan, the same when I was in Swabi, the same when I was in Gujarwala. And great credit to the AFL Pakistan coaches and players. The interest is extremely high.
And the last but not least, is there any plan for the Pakistani players to visit Australia or get it here for camping or training or match?
Fantastic question. You must be the best sports show that I've been interviewed on. You know your stuff, sir. Yeah, 100%. I've spoken with Simon Highfield at AFL in Melbourne, the Asia manager of AFL, and he's assured me the top two males and the top two females from the tournament in Vietnam will gain invitations to come to Australia to play AFL for the winter season in 2025. So that's not an incentive for AFL Pakistan players to really get fit and ready to train and ready to play well. I don't know what is. And we can't wait to have him here. And I have no doubt my best AFL Pakistan male player is the captain, Tullah in ruck, and also a midfielder, Rashid, both out of Islamabad. And I have no doubt they will win the best and fairest in the club football in Melbourne. They're that good, and they're ready to play, and they're tough. Most importantly, as you know, Pakistanis are tough.
Did you get chance to taste some of the Pakistani food there while you were in Pakistan?
I certainly did. I love the Multan fish. I love the mango milkshakes. Biryani, pakora, everywhere I went. And it's great in Pakistan. Every different region has a different spice. My tummy didn't take too kindly to it all, but I certainly enjoyed, the mouth enjoyed the taste. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Shukriya. Shaba shaba. Go Pakistan. Zinzabad. Zinzabad.
Bahut bahut shukriya.
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।